Good morning. Welcome to worship. Welcome to a time when we can look at some scripture and see what the good Lord has for each of us in this message for today. So please join me in prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, how we thank you for this opportunity to look into your word, to hear what you offer to each of us, that we may build a spirit of confidence in our life, and that we may know that it is you that we serve and none other. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, today, Vernon just read to you the opening chapter of the book of 2 Timothy, written by the Apostle Paul. And it was a personal letter written to Timothy to help him. Paul wrote this during his time of imprisonment, and is the last letter or the last book that Paul wrote. For shortly after this, Paul died. He writes to Timothy. He writes to encourage him, for he is his son in the gospel. So here was Paul, the aged one, encouraging the young pastor to go forward with sincere faith and to fan the flames of faith, to stir up that gift of God, or to rekindle the gift that God was giving to him. It appears Timothy was a little timid. I guess timid and Timothy go together. Is that right, Tim? Is that the attempt? Are you timid because of that? I don't think so. But anyway, he says, you need to fan the flames of the faith that you have. And he's telling us the same thing. We need to stir up the gift that God has given to us. We need to build confidence in God. We need to build faith in the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, who gives to us the gift of grace to live each day in the knowledge that God loves us and He cares for each of us. You know, we have heard it said of someone, well, they have the ability and the skill to do a job, but they lack the confidence to get it done. This happens to many people. Especially someone taking on a new position. They may have the background, they may have the education, the experience, but they have not faced the challenge that is in front of them. For someone in a new job, they still need to gain confidence in the environment around them, that the people they work with, and that the job that they're called to do. Sometimes confidence can wane. On the other hand, you have heard of baseball players who have lost confidence and is not applying up to their ability. I mean, this happens to many good hitters in baseball, to many goaltenders in hockey, and to quarterbacks in football. To regain their form and to regain confidence does not require anything physically from them. It just means a mental attitude change in their life. You know, God has given you all you need to live your life. Sometimes we need confidence to go forth with that. And it appears Timothy needed encouragement. He needed to gain confidence to do God's work. Our Christian lives are the same. When things are going good, we can't do anything wrong. But when things turn sour, when things turn bad, then we wonder, we question, we have fear. We can't do anything right. And it fears everybody's against us. And maybe we sometimes believe that God doesn't care. The sermon title, A Spirit of Confidence. We want to see how Paul is instructing his son in the faith to go forward in his responsibility as a pastor. In the past, Timothy relied on Paul. But now Paul was imprisoned and near to death. And Paul knew the time was coming when he would not be around to help Timothy. You know, this may have happened to each one of us. We may have lost a spouse, a dear friend, a parent. And there we are, feeling lonely, needing to have a source of encouragement, for now you may be on your own. Paul was writing Timothy then to stir up the spirit that was within him. Verse 5 of our text says, I am reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am now persuaded lives also in you. Timothy had sincere faith. His grandmother and his mother were the source of knowledge, and they passed it on to him. Parents and grandparents, this is an important message for you. Your lives have a great influence on your offspring. For sons and daughters and grandchildren reflect the attitudes of their parents and many times of their grandparents. Paul saw this in Timothy. He saw his sincere faith in God and in Christ. And now Paul is encouraging him with that faith to go forward, serve God, and proclaim the gospel. The key verses of our text is Paul's encouragement to him and to us when he said, for this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For the Spirit God gave does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. Paul is saying, Timothy, wake up! You need to stir up. You need to kindle anew. You need to fire up your life. You need to use the gifts that God has given you. As Christians, we're the same way. We also need to stir up our faith. We need to renew our hope in life. You see, God has blessed us each with at least one spiritual gift. Maybe he's given you two or three. Do you know what your gifts are? What is it that you do that brings glory to God? Now, in the book of Romans chapter 12 and the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12 are a list of gifts that are available through the Holy Spirit. And every one of you have at least one of these gifts. Have you ever sought to find out what your gift is? Well, if you would like to know, if you would like to try and take a little test, when Pastor Monica gets back, ask her for the self-analysis gift test that she has. All right? Donna reminded you of that. It's a gift, it's a test that you can take, and you just answer the questions, either yes or no, and at the end, you can look and see what your gifts are, what your strong gifts are, what your medium gifts are, and your minor gifts. So I challenge you to take that, because you need to know what your gifts are so that you can serve God. So remember those chapters, Romans 12 and 1 Corinthians chapter 12. In verse 7 of our text, Paul also gives a good confidence builder to us when he says, for the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but he gives us power, love, and a sound or self-discipline. As Christians, we have the presence of the Holy Spirit within our life. This Spirit does not make us timid. It does not make us fearful. But this power that God gives us, and the love He shares with us, and the sound mind or sound discipline, is what we need to use to build a life for Christ. Paul says it needs to be stirred up. We need to fan into flame this gift of God. At times our lives may be like a fire that has burned down, and all that left is a little bunch of coals and embers. You remember them when you used to build fires, they would go down to nothing but coals and embers. You think the fire is out, but it isn't. You start fanning those coals and those embers. You start blowing some oxygen in there, and what happens? All of a sudden, a flame pops up. And that's the way it is with our life. We need to fan into flame the Spirit that God has given to us. Another good example is that of the blacksmith. You know, when he takes that rod of iron and he wants to bend it, the easy way to bend it is to put it into his blacksmith fire. But what does he do then to build the fire? He starts taking the bellows and starts pumping oxygen in. And what happens? That fire comes to life, and he fans that flame to when they can then take that iron and just bend it to whatever position it is. That's a way in your life. God wants to fan the flame of your life that he may take that gift that he has given to you and use it to serve God. I like the King James Version of verse 7, which has been our key verse. You'll see it on the front of our bulletin. It says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind." At times, we let fear come into our life. Fear is of the devil. It is similar to doubt. And Satan is the master of putting doubt and fear into our mind. Fear and doubt are not from God. God gives us power, God gives us love, and God gives us a sound mind. I like to think of these three characteristics as coming from the Godhead. Power coming from the presence of the Holy Spirit in our life. Love coming from the Son, Jesus Christ. And the sound mind coming from God the Father, who has created us, and He has made nothing bad. Everything He's made is good. Scripture tells us that in the first chapter of Genesis. So you are good. You are God's creation. And He has built you to worship Him. So I'd like to look at these three characteristics that we have before us. I'd like to share with you them. Power. Power coming from the Holy Spirit. In Acts 1:8, Jesus says, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you." You see, when we accept Christ as Lord and Savior, putting our faith in Him, we are born from above. We are born anew. We are born again. We are born of the Spirit. You see, we are body, soul, and spirit. Our body is what you see. Our soul is our mind and our intellect, but also within us is a spirit. That spirit needs to be born. It needs to come alive. And so we have the power of the Holy Spirit which comes upon us when we accept Christ as Savior. For it is the Holy Spirit then that teaches us about God, teaches us about Christ, and it does through the Scriptures. The Holy Spirit Spirit opens our mind and allows us to understand the Word of God. It allows us to put it into our mind and into our soul. Jesus confirms this in John 16, 13 when he says, "When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth." Without the power of the Holy Spirit, we would never come to really understand the truth of God. As we make ourselves available to the Holy Spirit and His power, He will give us the confidence that we need to live for Him. In John 14, 26, Jesus calls the Spirit the Counselor. Or he says in that verse, "But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you." In other words, it's the Holy Spirit that is in us that helps us to understand Scripture, to remember it, and to use it in our life. "For he is our counselor, whose power is present within us." What a great confidence builder that is, to know that we have something that we can build our life upon that is always there, the rock, the foundation of life, never to leave us. Then the second characteristic God has given to us is love. You know, that's a tough word for us in the English language because it encompasses so much. In Greek, they have three different words for love, meaning different things. But our love is temporal, but God's love, the agape love of the, from the Greek, is eternal. It never fails. It is always with us. 1 John chapter 4. Now that's the epistles of John, John 1, 2, and 3. And that fourth chapter gives us an expo or a discourse on God's love. You want to learn about God's love? Read chapter 4 of 1 John. For it says this: God is what? God is love. Yes. He also says there is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear. As we love God, He gives to us the power to love Him in return and also to love others. This discourse in 1 John also goes on to say, "Let us love one another, for love comes from God. And this is how God showed His love amongst us. He sent His one and only Son into the world that we might live through Him." That supports His other verse in the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 16, "For God so loved the world." And from this, we build confidence by showing our love for God and to love others as God has loved us. So you want to build a spirit of confidence? Make sure the Holy Spirit's within you for the power and then for the love. And then the third characteristic that we have here gives us a sound mind or self-discipline. Jesus says, "Love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment." With a sound mind, we have the ability to think clearly. We have the ability to apply the wisdom of God into our life. How do you define wisdom? Wisdom's a very difficult thing to define. But let me give you a Christian definition of the word wisdom. Wisdom is the ability to make sound decisions based on the Word of God and based on how Jesus Christ Himself would make that same decision. Good definition of wisdom. Wisdom comes from God. And wisdom is built on God. Paul goes on to remind Timothy in that same 2 Timothy, but later on in chapter 3, verse 15, he reminds him of his knowledge of Scripture and the wisdom that Scripture brings when he says this, "From infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ. For all Scripture is given by God and is breathed by Him and is useful," get this now, "for teaching, for rebuking, for correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the person of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work." Self-discipline, a sound mind, allows us to use the Holy Scriptures as our guide to life, and it gives us confidence to do what God wants us to do. And so parents and grandparents, teach your children about Scripture as Timothy was taught. What a great challenge that is. Joshua, after Moses died, led the people into the promised land. And Joshua said, "Hey, Lord, you want me to lead all these people into the land?" And the Lord said, "Joshua, the Scriptures, meditate on them day and night, for they will give you the ability to do what I want you to do." Joshua 1:8, I look as the verse of success in life. For it tells you to meditate on Scripture. You want to be successful? Meditate on the Scriptures. You want to really do what's right? Have the Scriptures become part of your life. Joshua was successful when he went in to that land with all the people and claimed it for the people of Israel. Power, love, and sound mind are all given to us by God. Like Timothy, we need to fan the fire. We need to rekindle our spirit. We need to renew our relationship with God that we might live in confidence, knowing that God loves us, and that He will keep His promises of His holy word. We can have a spirit of confidence. We can go out of here today knowing that God is with us and will care for us. For Paul ended the scriptural text that we read today in verse 13 and 14 when he said this, "What you have heard from me, keep as a pattern of sound teaching, with faith and love in Christ Jesus. Guard the good deposit that was entrusted to you. Guard it with the help of the Holy Spirit who lives within you." What great encouragement Paul gave to Timothy, his son in the faith, to help him build a spirit of confidence. I trust that you have a spirit of confidence that God will work in your life and lead you no matter where you are and where you're going. Join me in prayer. Father, how we thank you for your word. For if any of us lack confidence, challenge us to call upon you and then lead us by your Holy Spirit to rekindle your love. Endue us with your power and a sound mind, and help us then to seek and find you as our Lord and Savior. Amen.